Now, we'll know a lot more later today about how much water will cost when the charging begins in October. The energy regulator is due to publish proposals for, among other things, how much we will be charged per litre, how much we will get for free, and how much free water each child in a house will be entitled to. The proposals will be open to public consultation for about a month before a final decision is made. We can talk now to Paul Melia, who is the Irish Independent's environment correspondent. Paul, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
What are you hearing about what the average charge per household is likely to be?
Well, we already know that actually for a little while, because the Taoiseach said before the local elections the average charge per household would be €240 a year. So what we're waiting from the Commission for Energy Regulation, who's the water regulator, is exactly how that's going to break down. So how is it going to break down by family type and family size? And in other words, just setting out, you know, if there's one person in a house, if there's two people with a number of children and so on, how much that will all be factored in when the bills actually start arriving from next January. So we expect that, and we expect a couple of other things as well. We also expect details on the customer handbook, which essentially is the protection measures that will be in place for customers in the event that there's a problem with their supply or the water isn't fit to drink. So there's going to be quite a lot of information given later on today, probably by lunchtime.
Mm. So the €240 that Enda Kenny talked about, that was an actual estimate of what it will be, because it seems quite low compared to other countries.
It is. And I think really where that average came from was they knew that they had to raise in around €350 million a year from charges, from domestic charges. There was 1.3 million customers, so it was just subtracting, basically. That's where the figure of 240 came from. It is low in comparison with other countries. Particularly Scandinavian countries pay far more. But it should be kind of borne in mind that this, what we're going to learn today, is only going to remain in place for 2 years. It's a two-year price control, as they call it. After that, they go back and they look at the whole process all over again, and then it comes into a five-year price control period. So to an extent, I think today is going to be kind of feeling the way in just trying to get a charge there, because we said that we were going to have a charge, and just going from there, and then really it's just the interim arrangements.
So the free water allowance is 30,000 litres every year, and a free annual allocation of 38,000 litres for each child. It sounds like a lot, but it's not really.
It's not, and in fact that has changed. What it is that there's a 30,000 household allowance, so that is for the adults in the home. It doesn't matter if there's one or there's two people in it. Mm-hmm. Then what we were told was that there would be an allowance of 38,000 litres per child. That, however, apparently has changed, because Irish Water have obviously installed meters in a lot of homes. They did a pilot program with about 1,700 properties where they asked people how many people were living in the house, you know, how many children, how many adults. And the suggested figure there, in fact, is that that has reduced down to 21,000 litres per child. By way of kind of illustrating that, I actually logged and I tracked my water consumption over a month. And what I found was that my family of five, three children, two adults, was using an average of 585 litres a day. Now, over the course of a year, that's about 213,000. If you take into account these allowances, 30,000 for the household and then the three children at 21,000 each, that is 93,000 in free allowances. When you reduce it then in terms of the water that I'm going to use, I'm going to have to pay for, it comes to about 120,000 litres a year. Now, if you apply the average charge at the moment in Dublin, it's about €2 per 1,000 litres. That means I'm going to have a bill of about 240,000 litres or €240 a year. Obviously, if my consumption is higher, which a lot of people's will be, it will be higher again. So the average really doesn't mean anything. It really will depend on how much water that you're going to use.
Absolutely. Will there be a standing charge?
No, there won't. Irish Water wanted a standing charge. They wanted about a third of the bill to be made up of a standing charge that would just cover the cost of bringing water to the house and bringing the wastewater out. The government issued a direction to the regulator saying there is to be no standing charge. Irish Water weren't very happy about this. The reason being really that a lot of the investment work that we're going to need in the network over the next few years is going to be funded through a combination of government money and also borrowings. If you have a standing charge, it means that you have a definite income every year, so it means it's easier to go out and borrow on the international markets. If you don't have that standing charge, you're really relying on people to pay, and you're making sure that basically you're going to have to get them to pay so that you can prove to lenders that in fact you have a steady income stream every year. So the standing charge is gone, but again, that could be revisited in 2 years' time.
And they also wanted a fairly simple price structure, didn't they? One unit cost per litre as opposed to a more expensive charge for excessive water use. What will happen there?
That's right. Well, as we understand it, I mean, that's what Irish Water wanted, that they said one price per litre. That's it. It doesn't matter how much you use. Again, that will probably remain the same, unless the regulator comes in and says, actually, you should be kind of punishing people who don't do anything to reduce their consumption. But I would imagine that that would probably remain as is, just one charge per litre or per 1,000 litres.
You're writing in the paper today, Paul, about Irish Water in relation to bill housing developments. And you're writing that the government's plan to combat housing shortages across the country might not go ahead at all because there's such a poor water infrastructure.
There was a document published yesterday by Irish Water, which is it's preparing to do a 25-year investment plan. So what it's done is it's called the Water Services Strategic Plan. And as part of that, it did an assessment, basically, of the state of the network as it is now. And what it said is that the population in certain areas is supposed to increase by X number by 2016. And it said in certain key areas, there is no capacity in place, either with drinking water capacity or for wastewater treatment in a lot of these areas. Now, some of them, for example, I mean, Cavan, there's a difficulty there. There's about 600 units needed there. If you go to Longford, there's actually no units needed there, according to the housing agency. But the real difficulty is that in Dublin, there's a great deal of undercapacity there. The problem, obviously, as we all know in Dublin, is there's a shortage of homes coming onto the market. There's a lot of people who want to trade up, and those properties are either very expensive because there's so few of them. So what the government wants to do is it wants to build more houses, and it wants to begin building houses fairly quickly. What Irish Water is saying is that in Swords, Blanchardstown, Balbriggan, Donabate, Lusk and Rush, a lot of the suburbs where a lot of this development would take place, that in fact there is no capacity there at the moment. Now, the difficulty there is that the government might say they want to build it. The problem is that the planning authorities will look at this and they will say there is no treatment plant there, so we can't give permission for houses unless there's going to be a treatment plant. So it means that Irish Water have to focus investment, and they have said this, they're going to focus investment in these areas where the demand for housing is strongest. But that will take time to filter through. It could be a couple of years. I mean, getting a big treatment plant up and running can take a number of years to go through the planning and the design process. In some cases, what they may be able to do is sweat the asset. So in other words, if there's a plant or a system that is kind of at capacity, they will look at ways to try and extend that capacity without having to do major construction works, which will take time. And it's really just to get us over the hump so that we can have these houses being built in our cities. The real demand is Dublin, Galway, Cork, to try and get those houses on stream in the next couple of years with this treatment plants coming online as well. And then over time, then they look at the bigger picture of what's needed in the long term, which is what the strategic plan is all about.
OK, and just finally back on the water charges specifically, Paul, will every house have a meter by the time they're charged?
No, they won't. The charges come in October. I think there'll be in or around 300,000, 350,000 meters in place, so about a third of the total. What will happen is if you don't have a meter, you pay what's called an assessed charge, and that assessed charge would be basically the average paid or the average consumption by a household of a similar size. So what they'll do is that you'll pay the assessed charge. When your meter then is installed, and if it actually turns out that you're using less than what you've been paying for, you will get a rebate on it. So they kind of hope to keep people happy like that so that nobody feels they're overpaying. But again, it's going to be another 2 years, 2.5 years before all of the meters are in place, and that everybody actually will be able to monitor their consumption and look at how, if they make savings, it will actually reduce their bill.
OK, Paul, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Paul Melia there, who is the environment correspondent with the Irish Independent.